You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 27 cents. That's the loss per share that Wall Street expects marijuana grower Tilray to report today. The Canadian company posts second quarter earnings results after the market close. Tilray stock has been battered so far in 2019. The shares have fallen almost 40%. Sales, however, are expected to have grown considerably, up 75% from the last quarter. Still, most analysts have a wait-and-see approach to the stock. Of the 16 analysts listed on FactSet, 11 have neutral ratings. The next number up is 9. That's the number of consecutive weeks of huge protests that have convulsed Hong Kong. And on Monday, a large crowd of anti-government demonstrators shut down Hong Kong's airport. That led to the cancellation of more than 130 flights. The unrest this summer revolves around an unpopular bill, now suspended, that would have allowed Hong Kong crime suspects to be tried in mainland China. The turmoil is adding uncertainty to Hong Kong's economy. Chinese authorities have warned that the unrest may tip the economy into recession. They also claim it runs the risk of damaging business confidence in the international finance and trading hub. Our last number is 32%. That's how much the Argentine peso fell against the dollar on Monday. The decline was a reaction to what happened on Sunday. Argentina's pro-business president, Mauricio Macri, soundly lost a primary election. The results indicate that Macri may lose re-election in October. So far, his most prominent opponent is Alberto Fernandez. Fernandez is a member of the powerful Peronist movement, an anti-capitalist, anti-communist ideology. His vice presidential running mate is former President Cristina Kirchner, a firebrand nationalist. The vote comes weeks after Argentina reached a trade deal with the European Union that would open up Argentina's economy, one of the most closed in the world. Fernandez, however, has criticized the pact as a death blow to Argentina's protected industry. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.